every day. You get three KTAR News expansions, 8, noon, and 5. That's 15 minutes of commercial-free nonstop news, traffic, and weather. And it's brought to you by
Sweet James. Sweet James.
People's accident attorney. I'm Becky Lynn on Arizona's news station, KTAR News. Well, they had an extra day off, so today you get an extra dose of crazy. Let's go back to Gatos and Chad.
Yeah, you didn't get a day off, Becky Lynn. You had to come in and work yesterday.
Settle down.
She's very angry with us.
A little bit upset.
I'm just saying. I mean,
held
she's
down
been
the fort.
Telling
you
us
guys are out there playing golf, watching Netflix.
Speaking of golf, you guys want to feel old?
No.
I just watched Adam Sandler. He's out at Riviera. They're getting ready to do a big golf tournament out there. He did the Happy Gilmore to celebrate 25 years since that movie was released.
Oh, my goodness.
25 years. Soak that up. He looks right at the camera, and it's just his phone. He goes, "This is for you, Shooter McGavin." And he crushed it. He goes, "Oh, my God, I killed it." 25 years. Hope that makes everybody feel good.
Not really. It doesn't make me feel good. Why
Bob
would you do
Barker
that?
Was still alive.
Is he dead?
No, but.
Is Bob Barker dead?
No,
is he?
I don't think Bob Barker's dead.
Is he alive?
I think he's dead.
I'm just wondering if that guy got his hand back. Didn't the alligator eat it or something?
Right.
Or
he's 97, Bob Barker. My bad, Bob.
He's dead, though.
No, he's not dead.
Bob Barker's still alive?
And he's still
alive.
Taking care of animals, I think.
God bless him.
Yeah.
Or they're taking care of him.
Yeah, well.
Did you see a Seattle woman walked 6 miles through the snow for a COVID vaccine? Oh, that's right. She's 90.
It's better than Bob Barker.
Oh, my gosh.
She's out there telling everybody to get spayed and neutered. She's out there going, "I'm going to get a jab."
That's what they call it, a jab. Right. So, like, you've seen, like, in Texas, it's snowing. It's, like, 0 degrees. Everywhere except Arizona, it's beautiful. In Seattle, and I hate Seattle because of the Seahawks, but a rare winter storm dumped a foot of snow on Seattle. A 90-year-old woman said, "Yeah, all right, I can't drive. Well, A, because I'm 90. B, because I'm snowed in. C, because, well, they took the keys away from me. So how am I going to get..." I walked 6 miles to get a vaccine. And then she had to walk home.
Well, you know what? She was putting in work. Nobody said, "Hey, how'd you get here?" Nobody thought, "You know what? Maybe we should take grandma home." Nobody thought that at all. Nobody for an instant said, "Wow." Because you didn't tell somebody, "I walked here, dear." I figure that's what she sounds like.
Oh, wait a second. It was 6 miles round trip. I thought it was 12. That's not a big deal.
That's right. That's what she could tell her grandkids. "I walked 6 miles up a mountaintop to get a shot."
Yeah.
So the world wouldn't come to an end.
She got a shot. You know what you got to start thinking about now that people are getting the vaccine? Immunity bubbles.
What is that?
Well, you know how we've had our COVID bubbles?
No.
Is that what we called it, Becky Lynn? Like, who's in your bubble? Is it a COVID bubble?
Yeah, I guess so.
Is that what it was called? Like, it's like people that you trust that aren't going around breathing on other people.
You know where they've been.
Like, Chad and I are in a COVID bubble.
Yeah.
I mean, we've been in a COVID bubble since this thing started.
Yeah.
So you're one of the very few people I'm not wearing a mask around, right?
Yeah. What was it you said? I could spit in your mouth?
Yeah. I could spit in Chad's mouth and...
Which is gross, but
I'm just saying, like, if he was to get COVID, I'd get it, or vice versa and all that kind of thing. But now they're saying you got to find an immunity bubble. So the COVID bubble is like yesterday's news. That's so 2020. Now, if you're going to get vaccinated, you've got to find people who are in your immunity bubble.
Okay.
So it brings up the possibility, because I don't really like perimeter friends. I don't like to waste my time. Sorry, I just don't. If my close friends are not, like, let's say I get vaccinated and my close friends don't, but a perimeter friend, do I have to bring that person in, you know, to the bubble? Because, you know, I've got to talk to somebody. I haven't talked to anybody. You know, isn't that the way it goes now?
I think you're overthinking it a little bit, but I understand what you're trying to say.
What am I trying to say?
You're trying to line up people
that
will share the same situation as you.
Yes.
So if you've got immunity and somebody else does,
obviously
it's cool for you guys to hang out because you both are immune. You both had the shots. All is well. You don't have to worry about masking up even, "Hey, I don't want you to get it." So that's what you're saying there. I'll translate for you guys. That's what he's trying to say.
That's what I was trying to say.
Yes.
It'd be safe to gather indoors.
Indoors.
If you have people that are in your immunity bubble. Because what we've mostly done is go outside, separate, but go outside.
Yeah.
But if you're in an immunity bubble, that means everybody got the shot. You know what everyone else is saying? This. Like, and Fauci was asked this. If you go and you get a vaccine, you know, if it's a two shot,
okay,
you wait until it really kicks in 3 weeks after the second shot. Is it safe to go visit your grandparents? And people are still saying, I'm not so sure.
Yeah.
I understand that because I guess you can still carry it and give it to somebody. But how long are you going
to
wait?
Yeah, see, this goes back to the, it feels like you're overdoing it. It feels like you're doing things where it's like, look, at some point, this goes back to the calculated risk. I'm not going to go over and get in grandma's face. I'd like to give her a hug. We can be 5-6 feet apart. I'll still wear a mask. She can wear a mask. But now that I've got the shot, and by then, grandma should have the shot as well.
Right.
Get you know, I'm not double, wearing, I'm not wearing mask. A mask forever.
Yeah, double mask it if you want
it
to.
It is so... Yeah, it's just, it's insane. And that's the frustration that people have. The average person out there wants, don't tell, it's like when you go buy a car, right? What's the question everybody wants? How much is my payment? Nobody cares how much, what's my payment? Can you get it to this? Same thing. When can I take the mask off? When can I visit grandma? Don't tell me the science behind all this stuff because I'm not sure I'm believing you. Mm. Just give me kind of some answer and then allow me to make the decision.
Also on the vaccine front, it seems that, states are going to get a big boost of vaccine. So let's look at what the big boost means, okay?
Big boost.
States will receive their biggest boost yet in COVID vaccine doses this week. So let's put it in terms of percentage.
Okay.
That is a 23% increase over the previous week.
Okay.
And it's also about a 60% increase since Biden took office.
It's good.
It's good.
It's good. It's good. And that was going to be, even if Trump was here, that was going to ramp up anyways because they're producing so much now that they know that we're buying it, now that they know. So you knew that. The difference between, you know, Trump bailed out and seemed to just not care after a while. And I don't, and we all know that's true, so let's not pretend that he didn't. But that would have been there for this. It's the way that, again, it's the optics. He seems like he cares. He looks like he cares. He comes across empathetic, and he's got that Trump really didn't really. I mean, even today, he's yelling at Mitch McConnell for something. What are you doing?
No one
in
cares.
His office of, I'm not quite sure.
Listen,
did they give him a pretend office? You think the phone doesn't go anywhere?
I'm telling you right now, I don't care. I don't care about Trump. I don't care. It's not that I don't care about 2020. I want to move past the election.
Yeah.
I want to move past the former president. I want to move past, Ducey didn't do a good job last year with mitigation efforts in Arizona. I told you, I want to move past all that. Let's get into this year, 2021. Is our governor more invested than he was last year? I think the answer is yes. Is he doing a good job with the vaccine? Is Dr. Kara Chris doing a better job? I think the answer is yes.
Yeah,
I think we have a president who, when it comes to COVID, because I got a lot of other problems with what he's been doing the last couple of weeks, but I haven't had a problem with COVID. I think the guy is on it. And that's what I wanted from Joe Biden. We'll get into some of the other stuff, immigration, you know, minimum wage, all that kind of stuff. Some of it's driving me crazy. But if he succeeds in COVID, that's what I want to see from him. And so far, so good.
Yeah.
He set up FEMA sites for COVID vaccinations around the country already. We got one in California. Let's see if we're going to get one in Arizona.
Remember, the bar wasn't set very high, so you should be able to hurdle this really easily.
Yeah.
And if you flop at this,
then you're a disaster.
Yeah.
Right. All right, coming up next, remember the white woman who was scared of the black man in Central Park?
Why'd she gotta be a white woman?
Well, that was the story.
Oh, okay.
Remember the black man with
Amy Cooper
bird watching,
mm-hmm.
and then she said that he was threatening
nobody should
her life, and she was named Karen.
Karen!
We've got a major update on that story next.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
You're locked in to the Gatos and Chad Show.
Locked in. Well, about 10 or 12 minutes. Pop quiz.
Pop quiz!
True, false questions on the day's news. You call us.
We won't call you.
No. If you do well, Chad will give you a prize. I will try and trick you so you go home sad.
Ah, you're like Loki.
All right. So we've got a major news update on Karen. The original Karen.
Yeah.
So her real name is Karen. No.
No, her real name, Amy.
Amy. Okay.
Amy Cooper.
Amy Cooper. So she's the one that was threatened felt threatened, I should say, by a black man in Central Park who, by the way, was bird watching. And she, I don't know
how you... The least threatening human being on earth is a bird watcher.
But he's black. So she said, obviously, I'm
the least threatening human being on earth, regardless of, is a bird watcher. Doesn't matter.
But what she was thinking is, well, he's black. And when I call the police and say that he's threatening me, the cops will show up and they'll believe me because I'm white. How'd that work out for her?
It did not.
It did not.
She
got canceled.
She got canceled.
She kind of deserved to get canceled.
She got canceled. She got fired the next day from Franklin Templeton, I think was where she was working. I think she was fostering a dog. She was thinking about adopting, like, give us back our dog. But then, like, God, nobody wants this dog. So you can have it. It's an awful dog.
I thought the dog didn't want to be with her. That's what I thought.
No.
Okay. Or the dog was black and she really didn't want it.
Look at you.
I'm
you
just
went
saying.
Right there.
Anyway.
You went right there.
Well, you have to. Anyway, so they took her dog too, right?
Yeah. I think they gave it back.
Oh, did they give it back?
Yeah. I think they're, like, well, nobody wants this dog. So if we don't take it, they're going to put her to sleep. And the dog's like, look, you might make up your mind. I got stuff going on.
Really? The major update on her is that she's not going to be brought up on charges.
Yeah. They dropped all charges.
Because when you call 911, you better be in an emergency.
Yeah.
She was not in an emergency.
No.
Do you think she didn't like that the African-American man asked her to put her dog on a leash? She took that apparently as an insult and then lied about, now I'm being threatened. And the really disturbing thing about the whole thing is she believed, because she was white, that when the police got there, they would believe her.
Yes.
And she's also on video. And when you see her on video, by the way, the black man is recording this.
Yeah.
And she's saying, my life is in danger. And she starts fake crying. And the guy's over there watching like a dove or something. He's watching birds or I don't know.
He's watching birds. I don't know what kind of birds they have. It's New York. What do you have, pigeons? I've seen like,
flying rats. I mean,
that's exactly right. Like if you've seen Home Alone 2, that's all that's out there are pigeons.
That's right.
Pooping everywhere. Look at that pigeon.
Wow.
There's another one. One's over there. They're pigeons. This one's got a McDonald's wrapper in his mouth. Wow.
That pigeon had a massive breakfast that he just left all over the sidewalk. And so that was the disturbing thing, that somebody thought that they could get away with making a phone call to the police because of the color of their skin. And so, yes, she's not going to be brought up on charges. But what were the charges really? What were they?
Using the 911 to file a police report or to call the police and then using it as essentially in a racial situation.
Yeah.
What if it was me?
Okay.
First of all, I wouldn't be bird watching. Secondly, I don't care what you do. You're a stupid little dog. But, and I'm all tatted up and I'm bald, right? You know? And she called. Would it have been different?
I don't think she would have called.
Are you sure?
No.
Yeah, you don't know. I mean, maybe she's had issues in the past where she's been alone and somebody's tried something or done something. And she was, you know, I don't know, again, what was in her heart.
See, I don't want to give her an excuse. She doesn't deserve it.
No. Well, it's just,
because we know what she did. We know why she thought she could get away with it. And for one reason or another, she made that phone call for no reason whatsoever. All she could have said is, hey, you mind your own business. I'm going to take my dog elsewhere. Or why don't you get out of here? But to say that you're threatened, to say that you feel unsafe, you're only saying it because it's a black guy. It's the only reason you called the police.
By the way, she went to the Critical Therapy Center in Manhattan.
Good.
Psychoeducation about racial equality is woven to each therapy session to prompt understandings and reflections.
See, I don't know. Do you think that works?
No.
I don't know. I don't know.
Basically, you got to go and you're going to be told you're awful because you're white. So the whole thing was awful. Well, she was awful.
Yeah.
But by the way, she's probably awful, potentially, period, regardless of your color.
I don't know. I think a woman that does that, she obviously has a problem with other races. It's just to me, that's totally obvious.
They said that everything is tailored to each individual's needs based on the issues they need to work on.
Mm-hmm.
You don't attend class with other people.
Well, again, we always talk about, are you going to ever forgive, give people forgiveness? I mean, if you can learn from this, we should forgive her.
Absolutely.
But I don't ever know if she's really going to learn from it. Maybe she will, maybe she won't. But, you know.
Again, she might be one of those people that look at you and say, can I see a manager? Mm-hmm. Like, that's, you can't escape that. That's ingrained.
All right, coming up, we're going to play Pop Quiz 277-5827.
The Gatos and Chad Show.
Pop Quiz, hot shot.
Time for Pop Quiz.
Pop Quiz.
602.
That's a number.
277.
More of those.
5827.
Lots of numbers.
All right, we don't start until all the phone lines are full. They are not full yet, so 277-KTAR. Here's how Pop Quiz is played. We do it every day at the end of the show. True, false questions about the day's news. If you do a good job, Chad's going to give you a prize. But my job is to stump you. My job is to make sure you don't win a prize. Because that's how I roll. 277-5827.
All right, are you ready?
Here we go.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Kicking off the week. Big Frank in Scottsdale.
All
right. What's up? You might not be big, and I don't want to get in trouble for that. I wrote Biggie on your receipt.
All right, Frank, you ready to play Pop Quiz?
Let's do it.
Here we go. You do not have to be a resident of Arizona to get the COVID-19 vaccine. True or false?
False.
Oh, you're dead to me. It's true.
Oh, Frank lets us all down early in the game. Let's go live to Brian at Tempe.
Brian, you ready to play Pop Quiz?
Yes, sir.
Ooh. True or false? Representative Debbie Lesko said Hispanics are, and I quote, very good workers, while implying they are not Americans. True or false?
True.
That's true. Debbie Lesko is approaching Gosar Biggs crazy. True or false?
True.
No, you're dead to me. I don't think she's quite there yet. I think that's false. She's getting there.
Everybody's getting there.
277-KTAR.
It's weird, because if you have any kind of anything to do with the president at all, you're already like halfway there. All right, let's go to Susanna and Gilbert. What's happening, Susanna?
Not much.
Here we go. Arizona's third state-run vaccine center is set to open this week in Flagstaff. True or false?
True.
Oh, you're dead to me.
Oh, it's a shame.
It's in Tucson. Next.
It's in Tucson. Let's go to Bill in Glendale.
Hello.
Bill, Bill, true or false, it's Fat Tuesday today.
Yeah, it's true.
It is true. The French Quarter in New Orleans will be open today, but there will not be a Mardi Gras parade. True or false?
That's false.
It is false. The French Quarter is closed.
Oh.
A Florida woman says Tom Brady owes the Lombardi family an apology after he threw the Lombardi trophy across the water to another teammate. True or false?
That is true.
It is true.
That was the maker of the trophy, the daughter who made the trophy.
A Seattle woman, 90 years old, walked 5 miles in the snow to get the COVID vaccine. True or false?
That is false.
It is false. Do you have a prize for him?
We'll figure something out. All right.
Can't believe it.
Can't believe it. Hey, my mother, you hold on a second. All right, my man?
That's the show, man.
That is the show. We did good. Got
Pop
all the way
quiz.
Through.
A lot of people were listening to the show. That's good. They know the news. We'll see you tomorrow, Super Best Friend.
See you tomorrow, Super Best Friend.